This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The trade war between the United States and many of its top trade partners has created tariff uncertainty for agribusiness across the country. We will hear more with Charles Barron of Farmers Business Network next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
Charles Barron is a co-founder of Farmers Business Network and says the unknowns of the trade war has created hurdles for ag retailers in the U.S.
When you look at tariffs, especially on imports, I mean, obviously it plays the other way when we're trying to get exports and get access to markets, but it affects farmers on both sides because the imports, especially around agrochemical, where a lot of raw technical ingredient is coming from China, and the other major supplier is India, right? And so the challenge has been just tariff uncertainty because, you know, some weeks we're going to have 12%, then we're going to have 25%, then it's 125%, then it's back to 25%.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
Opportunities to own equipment and land from our friends at Merit Auctions in this week's Merit Minute.
We got two farm retirement sales, both really good local sales here to the southeast Iowa. And one is the Jeffrey Kramer Estate. That one's going to be selling on October 9th at 10 a.m. And then following that, we have the Virginia Beck Estate, and that one is going to be selling October 21st. Both of those are really nice. So, I mean, got a little bit of equipment on there for everybody, some nice show pieces, and then also some stuff you might want to wrench on a little bit. On top of that, we got a pretty good land sale coming up. That one's going to be Mystic Meadows, and that one's going to be 168 acres. It's selling October 30th at 10 a.m.
General Manager George Callen says they also have a large dealer auction coming up on November 11th. And you can find out more at Merit, MERITauctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.